Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about cholesteatomas. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/cholesteatoma or in the ear, nose, and throat section of the Zero to Finals surgery book. So let's get straight into it. A cholesteatoma is an abnormal collection of squamous epithelial cells in the middle ear. It's non-cancerous, but it can invade local tissues and nerves, and it can erode the bones of the middle ear. It can also predispose to significant infections. Confusingly, cholesteatoma has nothing to do with cholesterol or a tumour. Let's talk about the pathophysiology. The pathophysiology of cholesteatomas is not fully understood. Squamous epithelial cells originate from the outer surface of the tympanic membrane. The main theory is that negative pressure in the middle ear, caused by eustachian tube dysfunction, causes a pocket of the tympanic membrane to retract into the middle ear. Essentially, a small area of the tympanic membrane gets sucked inwards. The squamous epithelial cells of this pocket continue to proliferate and grow into the surrounding space, the bones and the tissues. The cholesteatoma can damage the ossicles, which are the tiny bones of the middle ear that are involved in hearing, and this results in permanent hearing loss. The ossicles conduct the sound from the tympanic membrane to the inner ear, therefore the hearing loss is conductive as opposed to sensory neural. Let's talk about the presentation. There are two typical presenting symptoms to remember, and these are a foul discharge from the ear and unilateral conductive hearing loss. As the cholesteatoma continues to expand into the surrounding spaces and tissues, further symptoms may develop, which include infection, pain, vertigo, and facial nerve palsy. Otoscopy, where an otoscope is used to look down the ear canal, can show an abnormal buildup of a whitish debris or a crust in the upper tympanic membrane. However, it may not be possible to visualize the eardrum if discharge or wax are blocking the canal. Let's talk about management. A CT scan of the head can be used to confirm the diagnosis and plan for surgery. An MRI scan may be helpful to assess the invasion of the cholesteatoma and any damage to local soft tissues. Treatment involves surgical removal of the cholesteatoma. So thanks for listening to this episode on cholesteatomas. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. And I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about facial nerve palsy.